Okay, today we learn the only Haftarah, the only Parsha that has Haftarah from Sefer Yeshua is Shlach. No other Parsha in the Torah. Simchas Torah, we learn Yeshua, and on one of the days of Pesach, we learn Yeshua.
Yeah,
the
right.
First day, second day. From Pesach of Yeshua. The only Parsha that has Yeshua in Haftarah is Shlach. And therefore, it was a big debate if we should write a new Yeshua. We had the old one. It was kosher, you know, knapa kosher. So to rewrite Yeshaya and Yirmiyah, it was easy. But should we rewrite the Yeshua for the three? So after we wrote almost everything else, some of them were salvageable, we wrote a new cloth for Yeshua. But it's not used as much, right? Well, it's not shy. I hear you're saying it's also a parasha. It's a sabracha. Okay,
maybe.
It's not Shabbos, right? Okay. All right, so it could be two. So we're going to learn a very familiar story. I think you all—it's one of the Haftaras that people understand—and a very familiar kasha. But I'm going to suggest a different teretz than what you heard. Alright, let's start. For Yishlach Yeshua bin Nun min Ashitim. Yeshua sent from Shittim. Shittim is where? Is still on Eber HaYarden. He was not in Eretz Yisrael. He was in Eber HaYarden. And from there he sent across the Jordan River Shnayim Anoshim Eraglim Cheresh. Two people who are going to be spies. Cheresh, secret. Leimar saying, L'churu Esaretz V'esirichai. Check it out. Check out Eretz Yisrael, and specifically Yerichai, which was the fortress. Chazal called Yerichai the key to Eretz Yisrael. Vayelchu v'yavayu beis isha zayna u'shema rachav v'yishkavu shama. Okay, we learned a lot. Now, first of all, when did this take place? Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on Zayin Adar. The Avelus for Moshe Rabbeinu was 30 days. So from Zayin Adar, Adar is usually Chaser, that should lead till Zayin Nisan. They crossed the Yarden on the 10th of Nisan. Now, how many days was this? So we're going to learn, it was at least 5 days, because they went to Rachav HaZayinah. During the night, people came, they were not good spies, and caught them. They had to run away, they hid for 3 days. After 5 days, they came back 1 day, it's 5 days. There's not enough days after the Avelus of Maisha from Zion Nisan, they crossed the Yarden Yud Nisan. It's only 3 days. So Rashi and the Rabbag say it had to be, it was during the Avelus of Maisha Rabbeinu that they sent, even though it's not Mestaver. They also had to be Mesabal HaMaisha. But they, you have to say that during the Avelus of Maisha they sent, they could have sent them afterwards. Okay. Maisha Shahaya Kachoya, Kashefa Maisha. No, it was not an Ibiya. Now the Gra has a pirish.
This was a big mitzvah to do. To go to Eretz Yisrael.
All right.
Was a big Indian.
Big Indian, yeah, it was one of the big Indians. They've been waiting for you, right? Well, the Gra takes exception. The Gra is a pirish on Yeshua, in which he ignores the Rishayim. And the Gra says, no, the 30 days ended on Vav. Adar was Malay. And Vav is day number one of the 5 days he sent them. And Zayin, Ches, and the beginning of Test were the 3 days they were hiding. Test, they came back. And then Mayalin, the next day they traveled. He says you could squeeze in the 5 days, because the Gra holds it's a daichik to say. Alright. So he has a daichik they went during Avelis. Okay, be that as it may. So this is when it takes place.
Was there a different form of shloshu in those days? I mean, we go to work today during
Yeah, no, this was specific for Moshe Rabbeinu. That Klai Yisrael was Mesabel Shloshim, the whole Klai Yisrael.
Or
Mitzvah Seyom Kekulai.
So
they sent him on Zion. It's not to be Vav.
The fact that our calendar is, it's a 50-50 that is more impossible. It's not that other is.
Is that true? It's just coincidental that it was this way. No, no, in our calendar, you might say Ezra Ve'eluch, there were certain things that never happened.
I don't know.
No, the Yehuda says what you're saying. The Yehuda says that it was with the Shemaim, it's not. It's not astronomical. He says that it's not so simple. But now you have to know astronomically, the Earth does not travel around the Sun in a circle. It's an ellipse. And because it's an ellipse, the Sun affects the Moon. The Maylid of the Moon varies. There are times that the Maylid is really shorter than our average 29 and a half days. And if that would tend to be in the early spring, then that would explain why the Adar HaSamach L'Nissan is always Chasim.
But I'm saying, it's still Yom Kippur. On the 30th day, they could start.
Yeah, I understand, but if it was Chasim, the 30th day, it was Zion. So if they went Zion, you're sort of stuck. Because we know they went to sleep that night in the house of Rachav HaZayin, and then they hid 3 days. That's what they ches. So they hid 3 days, they couldn't have gone back on Tess. When they got back, they slept over and then traveled. And the Gra, if you want to go with the Gra, you have to go with Vav. You want to go with Rashi. It's not Machlekes Lahalacha. The Gra wouldn't argue with Yishayim Lahalacha. It's not Halacha. Now, the big kasha on this Haftarah is... Ooh, Shlofim. What's the big kasha on this week's Haftarah? Herbie. What would you ask? Very good. That's always the right answer, Masech Shabbos. What's the Sunday Meraglim? They got so much, they got all messed up. They said Meraglim, Parsha Shlach, and it made 40 year a detour. So what's the issue of Sunday Meraglim? Bereshit didn't say Sunday Meraglim.
No, this is different. Pella. This is a different kind of Meraglim.
It's just tactical.
Who needs a Meraglim?
This was tactical. Not whether they should
tactical.
Go
tactical.
Or not to
tactical.
Go.
The Rabag says, L'chazik Esau. He said to give him chizik. So the Rambam says, what do you mean? The Barbanel says in the Rabag, yeah, Moshe also said to give them chizik. Why do you think Moshe Rabbeinu sent them for?
They weren't sure if they wanted to go.
Okay, so I want to tell you my 2 cents on this. The Rabag, the Barbanel, the Malbim, and one more, I remember. 4 Mefarshim ask, why did he send a Meraglim? If you got in trouble last time, don't do it again. I don't understand. I'll tell you a Rambam. What?
If you're doing a Shabbos and it didn't work out the first time, doesn't make the project for doing a Shabbos the second
time? I don't know about you. If I try something it doesn't work, I'll try something else next time. Okay, I'll tell you. I'll tell you a Rambam. You tell me if this Rambam is a good answer. The Rambam says in Perek Beis of Hilchos Tshuva, Ezeo Tshuva HaGemura, Atsheyia Ba'isai Makaymu Ba'isai Isha. So what's Tshuva Gemura? You have the Nisayin again, and you're in the Nisayin. So of course Yeshua wanted a Kapora for the Chet HaMeraglim. It's true, he sent, who know the 2 Meraglim were? Kolei ben Yefuneh and Pinchas.
This is different people.
So, different people, but why did he send? Because he wanted to do true. He wanted Kolei Shosh, you have Tshuva for what happened before, that's all.
Those who did their merit didn't do Tshuva.
Those, they were dead. They couldn't do Tshuva. Klal Yisrael. The Am Yisrael needed a Tshuva. So they did it again.
They learned for the first time. The first time
why not
he sent out 12, which some of them were shaking.
Why isn't 12 safer than 2? 12 year,
two,
year, yeah.
They knew the 2 they are 2 that you can trust.
Okay.
That's the case.
What?
He sent them out
All right, so Yeshua is saying, but you know, ultimately they Nisayan, you don't bring yourself to Nisayan. So I'll tell you what.
The original Meraglim, the fact wasn't what they came back and said. The fact that they wanted to go.
No, Meshav said you could go.
The original Meraglim.
Shlach lecha.
One of the other major, I thought it emanated from Sheetan, or the private
canal. It's also true, it's very true.
They want to report out the land.
Yeah.
So that was what do you mean?
What's wrong with my terrors? You're saying a different terrors. You're saying is one of the four terrors in here is what you're saying. That before they sent them, if we should go. Now they just sent them to give chizk. Alright. But my terrors. So Yeshua is saying that because the Rambam says Tshuva Gemura is when you come to the Nisayin again, that's not a reason. The Reb Tzadik and Sikas HaTzadik, as far as I know, in the whole Reb Tzadik, he barely ever calls the Baal Shem Tov, even though he was from the Chassidish Gedolim, and never argues on him. There's one place in Sikas HaTzadik, he brings the Baal Shem Tov. So the Baal Shem Tov said that if he did an Aveira, you should go back to the same place and the same thing. He said, you should do it. And Rav Tzadik is matmiya on it. Atvieli de nesayin. Why are you going back to the same place? That's what he says. Why are you going back? You stay away.
Don't stop though, but if you're determined to think there's a big difference between the two.
See, now Mati agrees with me. Whatever I say says the reverse, so now.
My wife says the same thing.
It's inconsistent, because he's the one that says it's better you should do an aveira and pick yourself back up. By the bootstraps and not.
Yeah, but it doesn't say test yourself again. Well, it says pick yourself up. Anyway, this is my two cents. And everyone talks about it. So I'm also talking about it. I'm saying maybe it was for that. Okay. Be that as it may. Cheresh, the Mefarshim say, he didn't even tell Klal Yisrael he's sending them. There was also a safety thing. The first time, all the Jews were excited. Meraglim are going. What are they going to report? This time he says, shh, just go. If you behave when you come back, we'll let you make a speech. If not, we'll, you know, we'll put you in jail. They said, L'churis Avesi Richai, V'yelcho V'yavoy Beis Isha Zayna. Now, Pashup Shat is that she, and the Gemara says that, there was a house of prostitution. Beis Isha Zayna, Ushma Rachav, her name was Rachav, she was a beautiful Zayna, Kol Ha'ima Rachav, Rachav, Miyad Nikri. It was a tremendous attraction to her. So, the question is the only place you could go? The only place you could go is Beis Isha Zayna.
Find out a lot of things.
So they say you find out a lot of things. That's where you hear all the news. So she was a high-class Zayna. What was the name of that service that was on the internet that they exposed? A high-class Znus. And she got all the top-notch people. So you go there and you listen. So you hear all the news. And that's not what happened. It says that Rochav told her that, we'll see in a minute, that everyone's scared stiff. And so that's why she went. So the Amma Farshim here, the Targum Yainasin that Rashi says, is that Zayna means Lashem Zaynis. She had a restaurant. She had a hotel with food. I guess he means Pshat wise. Jadrush is Zayna. But the Targum Yainasin, which Rashi quotes, is that she was a Mezaynis house. She had a house of food. Again, Shma Rachav, Vayishkav Usham. Now this Rachav ends up being one of the greatest women in Klal Yisrael. At the end, and I don't know if we're going to get to the end, but let's start.
People don't name me after her, though.
No one's named after Rachav. But you know something? It's interesting. Most of the names of the seven Nevi'ah is Devorah, the name. Abigail, a little bit.
Abigail, yes.
And what are the other names?
It's Esther.
Oh, Esther. Okay, Esther for me. What I was thinking was, what? Chulda, people don't name. And Rochav, they don't name.
They never get us to that part.
Okay, no, you're right. Most names they do give. It's proportionally probably the same as the men. Our names also need a mazel. Chulda, nobody's gonna name, because Chulda means a weasel. So you're not gonna name someone a Chulda. What?
That's why they don't say
Machla.
Okay.
And getting back to the pasuk, v'yishkavu shama, v'ye'omar lemelech Yerichai leimar, and it was told to the king of Yerichai saying, hinei anashim ba'u, heina halaylam ibnei Yisrael alach baras haaretz. Spies are here. They came to search out the land. Why were they caught? Because God wanted them to be caught. I mean, there's no drama to it. The news got back that they had come. Lach baras haaretz. This is the end of their mission. Right, what's going to happen is they're going to go hide a few days and come back home. Some spies, you know. One night, and they come back. But that's what happened. V'yishlach melech Yerichai al Rachav leimar. Hayitzi ha'anoshem abayim elayach. Surrender the people who came to you. Eshebo leveisech, ki lach baras kol ha'aretz bahu. They're here to spy the land. V'atikach ha'yisho shnei ha'anoshem v'titzpinoi. She took the two men, what's tash v'titzpinoi? She hid him.
Yeah.
She hid them, it should say.
Yeah.
So it says that Pinchas, who's Elio, has the ability to turn invisible. So Elio, Pinchas, who Elio had the ability to turn invisible. So he wasn't the problem. Kolig was the problem. She hid them, and she told the king's messengers, I don't know where they are. The gate of the city was time to close it at night. V'anashim yatzou, and this is Rachav talking, he says the men left, lo yadati onohol, v'anashim, I don't know where they went, ritfu maher achareyim kisasigum. Run after them quickly, you'll catch them. via Lasa Magaga. And she hid them on the roof. Now, some of the Farshim say afterwards she hid them on the roof. Some say before. This is referring back. But Titzmenein b'pishtei eitza arucha islo al hagaga. She hid them under the pishtei ha'eitz, that the flax sticks that were set out to dry on the roof. They assumed the spies are heading back to Eivor HaYarden where the Jews are. So they quickly went to the bridges and they cut off their escape route. Bashar Sagaru. Now they're trapped in the city, the gate was closed. Achrei kashiyotzu orayt from Achreim. They left, they locked the city. So before they went to sleep, she goes upstairs to them. I know the Jews are going to conquer the land. And your fear has fallen upon us. And all those who live in the land are melting before you. It was 40 years earlier. We still know that Hashem dried the waters of Yamsum and Bnechem and Tzeschem and Mitzrayim. Bashar Sisim Lishnei Malchei HaMairi. This was more recent. You defeated the two great kings of HaMairi, Hashem Eber Yadin, Sichin and Aig. Sichin and Aig, Asher Charam Tamaisam. V'anishma v'yimas levaveinu. We heard and our hearts melted. V'loi koma oid ruach b'ish b'pnechem. And nobody has any spirit to fight you. Ki Hashem alakechem u'alakim ha-shmaim yamal v'aloretz mitochas. Yours is the true God. Now this is really the accomplishment of the job as spies. They come back and they say they're afraid, and people who are afraid always lose in a war. So now she makes her proposal to them. Vati shavu noli b'Hashem ki yosisi imochem chesed. Swear, I have done chesed with you. V'asisim gam atem beis avi chesed v'satav li ois emes. Show me the truth. You should let remain alive me, my mother, and my siblings. All right, so next time we get together, we're going to discuss this, whether this was legal. There are two legal questions here. One is under duress. If something is done under duress, is it binding or not? Is it binding or not? The Mishnah goes so far as to say, last Mishnah in Bava Basra, today we made a siyum in Bava Basra, in class. They didn't all finish, but some of them did. The last Mishnah in Bava Basra says that if you, someone owes you money, and you pressure him, he doesn't have money. So someone says, leave him alone, I'll guarantee it. So the last Mishnah says that that's not binding. If you're choking someone in the street and he agrees to something, is that binding? That's under duress. That's not a binding thing, even though Tului Vizavin Zvina Zvini. But at least the opinion in that Mishnah is that it's not binding. So here,
why can't they say yes to it?
So they could say yes. The question is it binding?
Well, why not? So say yes.
Then?
It's good. Save them.
Why not? Yeah, why not say no? Okay, so that's the second. One question is whether it's binding. Second question is, there's a lav of letting the Sheva Umais live. There's a lav in the Torah on letting the Sheva Umais live. They could certainly not live in Eretz Yisrael. They're allowed to run away. The Rambam says they're allowed to run away beforehand. Yeah, you don't have to kill them as long as they leave the land. But they're not eligible to be a Ger Toshav. So the question is whether there are two opinions in the Rishayim.
Rachav did say that.
Rachav stayed. She married Yeshua. She was Megayim.
So how was she? She was still.
So either
old Russia on Rus. How here did they stay there?
So either she was not one of the Sheva Umais. She was not a descendant. There were many. The Plishtim were also the Sheva Umais. Either she was not a descendant of Sheva Umais, in which case they could be a Ger Toshav. They don't even have to be Megayim. The Ger Toshav is someone's Makabel Sheva Mitzvah. Toshav means a lot of living in Eretz Yisrael. Or that this was before they entered Eretz Yisrael. The Lav starts after they enter Eretz Yisrael. Before they enter Eretz Yisrael, there can be a dispensation to allow them to live. This is the Machlekes Rishayim. So we're going to see already the condition they make. So I guess we'll do that on Thursday. I have a chuppah tomorrow.